You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Considerable attention has been paid to the Clinton Foundation since Hillary Clinton won the Democratic nomination. But despite Donald Trump's record of misleading statements, the Donald J. Trump Foundation and his claims that he's personally donated millions to charities have received far less coverage. In several articles for The Washington Post, David Farenthold has investigated Mr. Trump's charitable contributions, and you can find a link to his work on our show page at wnyc.org/Lopate. I'm very pleased to welcome David Farenthold to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
There has been news in recent days about the history of tax breaks for Donald Trump's real estate ventures and his about-face on his Bertha claims about President Obama. Have you looked at either of those issues?
I've let other people look into those. The Trump's charitable world is so complicated that it's basically all I've done for the past few months.
Well, although there is a link, didn't Mr. Trump promise to donate several million dollars if anyone showed proof that President Obama was indeed born in Hawaii?
That's right. He did. He did say that. Back in 2012, right before the election, Mr. Trump said in a video, one of his sort of trademark videos made in Trump Tower, that he would give $5 million for any proof of, or for anybody who provided Obama's, let's see, his college records and his passport records, because Trump believed those would show that Trump, that Obama was listed as having been born in the outside of the United States. That deadline came and went without him getting that evidence. He later on said that he'd actually offered Obama $50 million for that evidence and hadn't gotten it. So the question is whether that $5 or maybe $50 million offer was for proof of Obama's birth in the U.S., in which case Trump must have seen that proof now because he's changed his mind, or whether it was only for a limited time and for a limited number of documents. I've asked the Trump people what the deal is, and I've gotten no response at all.
When his reality show The Apprentice started airing in 2004, didn't Trump make promises of donations on the air?
He did. One of the things that happened a lot on that show, on the celebrity part of it, the Celebrity Apprentice, the celebrities were all playing for charities. And if they won that week's challenge, they would get money for their charity. But Trump also had this habit of, when he was firing a celebrity, when they were about to get kicked off the show and they wouldn't earn any more for their charity, he'd say, well, listen, you know, Khloe Kardashian, I feel bad for you. You're not going to win any more prize money for your charity. Let me give you a gift out of my own wallet, out of my own account. He would make it clear in these instances, and there are more than 20 instances like this, that he was giving them a donation from himself. We went back and checked, and in none of those cases was it actually a gift from Donald Trump's own pocket. Instead, he was giving them money either from the production company, the same production company that just paid out the regular prize money, or from this thing called the Donald J. Trump Foundation, which is, it sounds like it's Trump's money, but it's actually a charity totally filled with money from other people.
You reported last April on Trump's claims that he has donated more than $100 million to charity since 2011. What did you learn in connection to those claims? Has anything come out since?
Well, that was really fascinating. This is something that, a list that they had put out back in 2015 when Trump first said he was running. They said, okay, here's $102 million of Donald Trump's charitable donations over the last 5 years. And it was just a list of dates, dollar amounts, and recipients, nothing about what those gifts represented. So we dug into that. It was a 92-page list. We dug into that and found that actually none of those 3,000-odd gifts were actually gifts of Trump's own money. Instead, there were gifts from the Trump Foundation, which is other people's money. There were some land conservation easements, which is not a donation. It's like an agreement not to develop a land he already owns. And most of it, thousands and thousands and thousands, were free rounds of golf, golf given away by his golf clubs to be auctioned off at a local charity auction. So he would then impute a value. For instance, one foursome that he gave away for a charity auction in Florida, he'd count that as a $2,500 donation. But on the list, there was nothing that represented an actual cash gift out of Donald Trump's pocket. Out of $102 million, nothing.
Earlier this year, didn't Trump make a donation of $1 million to a veterans group not long after you raised questions about that claim?
That's right. Your listeners will probably remember that in January, Trump skipped a Fox News debate because he was having a feud with Megyn Kelly. And he, while they had the debate, he held across town in Iowa, he held a veterans fundraiser. It was all televised. He got a lot of good TV publicity out of it. He said at the time that he'd raised more than $5 million from other people and that he had given, past tense, I've given $1 million of my own. Well, we went to try to figure out whether he really had given that $1 million, and if so, who did he give it to? It turned out in May, so this is now almost 4 months later, Trump's campaign manager then, Corey Lewandowski, called us and said, look, Trump has given the money away. It's already gone. $1 million has already been given out. Well, I said, to who? Who did he give it to? We won't tell you. It's secret. It's private. He's not going to say. And that wasn't good enough for us. So we started looking. Because remember, Trump had made this promise in public. And so now to say, well, I'm going to have get credit for the promise but not tell you how I followed through on that promise, we went checking. And we looked and looked and looked and couldn't find any evidence. And that was because it was a lie. He had not actually given the $1 million at all. The $1 million was still in his pocket. And it was only after we made a big sort of public show of looking for the money and not finding it that Trump really did give the $1 million all in one fell swoop in the middle of the night, basically, to a group that he already knew well. And afterward, we said, okay, well, why did you give this $1 million 4 months later? And he said, oh, I was vetting the group. I was vetting them before I gave them the money.
After,
and I said, well,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I said, well, how could it be that you needed 4 months to vet this group when, in fact, last year they gave you an award, a giant award at a black tie gala at the Waldorf Astoria? So I think you knew them pretty well already. And he said, yeah, that's true. And I said, well, did you just give this money now because we were checking into it and asking about it? And that's when he called me a nasty guy.
And after one of your reports, he tweeted, I'm quoting, after raising with no obligation almost $6 million for vets, I couldn't believe protesters formed at Trump Tower. And then he wrote in all caps, just out, sent by crooked Hillary. So is he somehow claiming that you are really just representing Hillary Clinton?
I think that was actually, I should go back one step. At the same time, when he hadn't given away the $1 million in his own pocket, he also had not given away more than $1 million that other people had given him to give away. It was still sitting in the Donald J. Trump Foundation, unspent. So then finally, after we sort of put the pressure on him, at the end of May, he held this press conference at Trump Tower, as some listeners may remember, which he very angrily denounced the media. He called one reporter a piece of work and insulted a bunch of people and was very mad that he was being forced to account for the money that he'd given out. And so he finally gave all the money away and had this press conference in which he was very testy. At the same time, there were other protesters outside the press conference that were, I think, really were sent by Hillary Clinton protesting Trump for what he was doing. So I think that's a separate bunch of people that he was mad at, not me.
Well, about this whole business about spending other people's money, hasn't Kellyanne Conway, Trump's campaign manager, said the foundation's money is Trump's money? What did she mean by that?
I don't know. I asked that question. So the Trump Foundation used to be Trump's money. He used to give it not very much money, but he used to be the only donor. But then in 2007, he did something really unusual in the world of philanthropy. He let all the money that he'd put in drain away, spend it all down until there was only about $4,000 left. And then he rebuilt it almost all with other people's money. So since 2007, Trump has only made two donations in 2007 and 2008. He hasn't given any money to his own foundation since 2008. It's all been other people's money that have been going in. And so we can't see that what he's done in 2016 or 2015 because he hasn't filed his tax returns yet on the foundation. But as far as you can tell in the tax filings, none of the money's been his since 2008. So when Kellyanne Conway says, oh, it's his money, either she knows something that I don't, and I've asked her to explain if she does, or she's just telling a lie. She's telling you the wrong thing, because the money, as far as I can tell, the money in the Trump Foundation is not Donald Trump's money.
Last Tuesday, you reported that Trump did recently give $25,000 to the foundation, but it was a reimbursement? For what?
Yeah, that's not a donation. The what happened was, in 2013, Trump got a request for a donation from the Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi. She, at the time, her office was considering whether to open an investigation into Trump University. We don't know the exact timeline, but it was around that time they were considering whether to launch this investigation into Trump's business. At the same time, she asks Trump for a political donation, which he gives. But he makes a mistake. He gives the donation not out of his own pocket, which would have been legal, but he gives it out of the Trump Foundation. And by law, the IRS says nonprofits like the Trump Foundation are not allowed to give political gifts. So he gives her the money out of the Trump Foundation. In March, we brought this to light. We showed that the money had come from the Trump Foundation, and in fact, that the Trump Foundation had filed an incorrect tax return with the IRS that year, which omitted the fact that it had given this prohibited donation and instead listed a fake or false gift in the place of that donation. It told the IRS that the $25,000 it had given to Bondi had really gone to some other charity in Kansas, which was not true. Anyway, after we report on that in March, Trump had to pay a penalty tax to the IRS for the 10% of the value of that $25,000 gift. and he had to pay the Trump Foundation back for the money it should not have spent in the first place. So, yes, he put $25,000 in this year, but he was really just paying them back for money they spent that should have been his spending a couple years before.
When he was a guest here recently, David K. Johnson said that Trump seems to have a talent for settling or diverting official investigations. What do you think he's going to do with the investigation from New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who announced that his office is launching an investigation into the foundation?
I don't think that Schneiderman will be asking him for any campaign contributions anytime soon. He and Schneiderman are very much at odds. But the Schneiderman inquiry will be interesting because the IRS would normally be tasked with investigating something like the Trump Foundation to make sure they were complying with tax laws. But the IRS is short-staffed, very wary of getting involved in any political group or any sort of investigation of groups tied to politics because they've been under so much heat in Congress for what they did with conservative nonprofit groups a few years ago. So the New York Attorney General's office also has the power to investigate whether Trump broke charity laws, and it may be more aggressive and more motivated in part because of politics than the IRS.
I'm speaking with David A. Farenthold, whose series has Donald Trump retooled the charity, his charity to spend other people's money, has appeared in the Washington Post. How closely involved is Donald Trump with the Donald J. Trump Foundation, and how big is the foundation?
Well, it's quite small by the standards of billionaires. You look at, for instance, Oprah Winfrey. She is supposedly worth much less than Trump, but her foundation has hundreds of millions of dollars in it. George Lucas, the Hollywood producer, has about the same amount of money as Trump, according to Forbes. His foundation has $900 million in it. Trump's foundation has only ever had, at the most, $3 million, $3.3 million. At last count, it only had about $1.3 million. It was gradually spending down the money that Vince McMahon, the wrestling promoter, gave it a few years ago. So it's not big. It doesn't have any paid staff. It only has five people on the board, which is Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, and a guy named Alan Weisselberg, who's the CFO of Trump's business. For a long time, those five, the only people who were sort of tasked with managing the Trump Foundation's affairs, told the IRS that they worked an average of 0 hours per week. Then the last time they told the IRS they work half an hour a week on its business. In practice, Donald Trump seems to be the only one who really controls where the money goes. And the other Trumps have sort of said they don't know much about how it works at all.
Don't many charities take donations and then redirect them? The Gates Foundation got a $30 billion gift from Warren Buffett. The Clinton Foundation has received millions from outside donors. Is there any reason for concern about changing donor bases in either the Trump or Clinton foundations?
Well, it's important to know here that it's a really good question. I've heard it from a lot of people that there's really two kinds of foundations in this world, two kinds of charities. There's something called a public charity, which is a really big charity that's designed to employ people who go out and do work in the world and actually do direct charity and bring in lots of money. That's like the Red Cross, the American Cancer Society. That's what the Clinton Foundation is. Although it sounds like it's equivalent to the Trump Foundation, the Clinton Foundation is a public charity. It's a much larger organization which is designed to take in donations from other people. In this case, it also gets donations from the Clintons, but it employs 2,000 people. It has a budget of $250 million a year. It's the kind of charity that is set up to bring in charities from the public. It couldn't. It's too big to survive just on the charity of one person alone or one family alone. The Trump Foundation is what's called a private foundation. That typically is something that a wealthy person would set up to just basically give their own money or their own family's money away. In that case, the Clintons have something called the Clinton Family Foundation that is a parallel institution. It basically is a small foundation that takes the Clintons' money and gives it away, and only the Clintons contribute to that one. Trump's foundation is illegal or against the rules, but it's very unusual that a foundation that's that small would take in money from other people, A, and B, not take in money from the guy whose name is on it. That's what makes it different. Not only that it takes money from other people, but that Trump himself contributes none.
Didn't the Trump Foundation donate $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation in 2009?
It did. The Trump Foundation has given a couple of Trump himself has never donated to the Clinton Foundation, but the Trump Foundation has twice, I believe.
We have to take a little break. We'll come back with more with this conversation about the Clinton Foundation with David A. Farenthold, who is with the Washington Post. Stay with us. We're back with David A. Farenthold, whose articles, How Donald Trump retooled his charity to spend other people's money, appeared in Washington Post, and we have a link to it on our show page at wnyc.org/Lopate. The Trump campaign issued a 93-page list of 4,844 contributions. What did that reveal?
Of contributions. I have to tell you, I am not the world's expert on contributions to the Trump campaign. I've only done Trump charity. There are other folks here who have done that, thankfully, so I don't know much about those.
The reason that I was even curious about that is Donald Trump has called the Clinton Foundation, called for the Clinton Foundation to be shut down, and Rudy Giuliani accused it of racketeering. Why?
I think in that case, their allegation is that the Clinton Foundation, that Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State may have used the power of her office to help folks who contributed to the Clinton Foundation, either by giving them access to her, taking meetings with them, or sort of using her influence on their behalf. That's what's very different about the Trump Foundation and the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation questions are about the sort of moral responsibility of power. How did Hillary Clinton use the power she had as Secretary of State? Did she use it to help people who were also helping her foundation? For Trump, it's the moral responsibility of wealth. He was very, very wealthy. He liked to talk about how wealthy he was. You know, what sort of responsibility did he feel to give back to the world as a result of the fact that he had so much? And the answer seems to be that he tried to give as little as possible and tried to have other people pay for, you know, when he wanted to appear philanthropic, he went and tried to find other people who would pay those philanthropic donations for him.
What is the Trump Foundation supporting? Is it different from what Trump supports personally?
It's hard to look in the Trump Foundation files and see any evidence of a really strong charitable, sort of an abiding cause. I mean, think about other wealthy people. You know, Bill Gates cares about AIDS in Africa. Right? There are all kinds of folks that are wealthy and they give to their alma mater year after year. They give to a specific charity that affected their life. You don't see that on the Trump Foundation. You don't see that sort of cause that they give to year after year. Instead, you see donations that seem to track Trump's social life. He gives to people who he meets and ask him for money. And more importantly, you see donations that track his business interests. So Trump owns a club in Florida, the Mar-a-Lago Club, whose main business is renting itself out for these huge charity galas that are sort of the thing you do in Palm Beach. And it's a lot of money. One event, one night at Mar-a-Lago, a charity can pay Trump $275,000 just to rent it out for one night. So these are important customers for Trump, and you often see him giving money to those charities that do business with him. So he uses the Trump Foundation to give those folks a donation, and then they continue giving him money by renting out his club. That, to me, is the strongest correlation between, you know, the strongest sort of cause that the Trump Foundation seems to have is that it supports charities that do business with Trump.
In a videotaped appearance with Trump, a woman described him as helping her family after her father, a farmer, committed suicide. Is there any reason to question that?
That actually is a really interesting case. It's from the 80s. There's not. I've spoken to that family. Trump in the 1980s, when he was really more of a New York celebrity than a national celebrity, he read about this case in Georgia where a farmer had lost his home, at a time of great turmoil in the world of farming. A lot of farmers were losing their land. This farmer had lost his land foreclosure auction and had killed himself, believing that, mistakenly that the life insurance policy would allow his family to keep the farm. But he killed himself. The life insurance policy was not valid because of suicide, and they didn't get to keep the farm. So Trump read about this, decided to help them keep the farm. I think other folks helped, if I remember right, contributed some money too. But Trump played a valuable role, and he flew them to Trump Tower and made a real public appearance out of it. But in that case, the charity was genuine. It's a really interesting contrast to now, where back then he got a lot of mileage out of being personally generous, giving out of his own pocket, and you don't see that same sort of thing happening on the same scale now.
One of the specific cases you've investigated involves a 6-foot portrait of Trump. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. In 2007, at Trump's club, Mar-a-Lago in Florida, he was at a gala. He attended this gala for a children's charity in Florida. And the entertainment for the night was a guy named Michael Israel. He calls himself the original speed painter. He paints extremely fast on canvases that are upside down, and the paint flies everywhere. It's a very dynamic show. He plays loud music. And in the course of 30 minutes, he might paint five 6-foot-tall giant portraits. And then he auctions them off. And so that night he painted Trump, among other people. And Trump's wife, Melania, started bidding for the giant portrait. And she bids $10,000. There's no other takers. Who's going to outbid Melania Trump for a picture of Donald Trump? So then the auctioneer says, well, look, you're Melania Trump. Why don't you double your bid? There's nobody else bidding. Double your bid. So she bids $20,000, wins. That's totally fine. You can do that, except Trump actually paid the $20,000 from the Donald J. Trump Foundation. And now the IRS rules say that you cannot use, if you're the leader of a charity, you can't use the money in the charity to buy things for your house, to buy things for yourself. And so the question is, if Trump bought that painting and then hung it up in one of his businesses or hung it up in his house, he's violating that law. That's money that should have come out of his own pocket, shouldn't come out of the foundation. So we know where the painting went right after he bought it. It was shipped to Trump's golf course in Westchester County. We don't know where the painting is now.
Mr. Trump has said that he intends to sue the New York Times for irresponsible intent because of articles that they have written about his tax breaks and other real estate subsidies. Has he threatened to sue you?
No, he has not threatened to sue me. Other than that time where he called me a nasty guy in May, I have not heard anything from him.
So you haven't heard anything from his campaign either?
I have asked them questions along the way. I mean, every one of these stories, we go to them with detailed questions. You know, can you explain this? Can you explain that? And most of the time, not always, but the vast majority of the time, we get no response at all. In a few cases, they've gotten back to us, but most of the time, we get no response.
Do you think he takes pride in some of the criticism? He tweeted a quote from your Washington Post colleague, Chris Caliza. The tweet was, Donald Trump's birther event is the greatest trick he's ever pulled. And he was quoting that. Obviously, he seems to think it was a compliment.
Yeah, I'm not sure he read the story. The story was pretty harsh on him, that he basically had bamboozled the TV networks into showing this event like an infomercial for his hotel, in which he came out at the end and said he now believed Obama was born in the U.S., and then basically tried to vanish like Batman and get away without actually having to answer any questions about why he changed his mind. And the story said that, and either Trump is proud of that or he didn't read the story, just read the headline before he tweeted it.
A couple of listeners have called in to ask why none of this seems to have had much of an impact on the people who are supporting him. Is it because they don't trust the mainstream media, which means you?
Who knows? I have to say, I'm not certain that it hasn't had an impact. I mean, this stuff has only really been, I've been doing it for months, but it's only really been in the national news for the past couple of weeks. And, you know, who knows what has an impact and what doesn't. Anyway, it's not like we set out and think, okay, well, how can I do a story that will change the mind of a Trump supporter in Ohio? You're just trying to tell people what you know about Donald Trump and get to the bottom of something like this charity, and whatever readers take away from it, they can. I'm not convinced that the people who support Trump are out there just with closed minds, not listening to anything new. Maybe they are, but I think some of them could be open to new information, and I want to provide it.
We have a link to David A. Farenthold's articles on Donald Trump, how he retooled his charity to spend other people's money. It's appeared in the Washington Post. You can find it on our show page at wnyc.org/Lopate. David, thank you so much for being on our show.
That's great to be here.